The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Andy O'Donoghue here is here for Tech Tuesday. He's busy at the moment on his mobile phone, hopefully putting it onto airplane mode so it doesn't ring while we're doing this item. Then again, how often does your phone actually ring these days? What's a mobile phone for now, Andy?
Well, these days, Matt, it seems that the mobile phone is for instant messaging, perusing, browsing, or trawling social media and streaming content, both video and audio. We've learned this from the new mobile consumer experience report from Comreg, which I must say, first of all, congratulate them on, but it's an absolutely fascinating report, not just for technology journalists, but for phone operators and also for the public, I think, to reflect on ourselves a little bit.
In what way?
Well, because there things have happened, like the amount of streaming that's been done by people has grown enormously over the last 12 months. It also turns out that we talk less, legitimately talk less. We don't even do much texting on the phone anymore, sending 11 messages by SMS per day on average versus 20-something on WhatsApp or Messenger. So it really is an indication of how our habits are changing.
Is that because it's not really a phone in many respects anymore? It's just a sort of a handy little mini-sized computer. I know last night I had to be somewhere after work. I wanted to see the match and I got to watch most of the game on my way home on my phone, head buried in my phone, watching the football until I got home. No question, it was an irritation when people were trying to actually send me messages on the damn thing, interfering with my vision of it.
Well, and that's what's happened. And I suppose you're right, it is absolutely a mini computer. And we also learn from the Comreg report, mobile phone usage is just incessant in the sense that everybody has one. So practically every person in the country.
But how much time are they spending on it now? Because with the ease of access, if there was a time perhaps if you were going to your laptop or going to your PC and booting it up, whatever, and going online, because of the ease of access on your mobile phone, are there estimates as to how much time we're spending online and what we're doing online?
Hours. On average, there was another report actually back in September that indicated that the average Irish person spends about 4.5 hours a day cumulatively on their phone, which is quite a lot. And, you know, now that we're in this era of universal mobile phone ownership, it's also important to know there are still some people who don't have the smartphone, but 84% of people do have smartphones. And I think between the ages of 16 and 25, it's 100%. So this is how people between those ages really do live their life online. And what are they doing? It is about social media and increasingly apps like Instagram, Facebook, we know. But WhatsApp is a real surprise here, Matt, because WhatsApp has sort of started, if you remember years ago, and someone with a landline, there was always a teenager on the phone in a bedroom, conversations that went on for hours. The smartphone, of course, has allowed us to bring that to everybody, to every teenager and adult. So we can start a conversation on WhatsApp at 9 a.m. or on the way to work, and that conversation will continue in a group all day long. And I think that's what's happening. I think people are maybe communicating more whilst talking less.
Okay. So communicating by other forms rather than actually speaking. Okay, but what about people who find that perhaps they find coverage still to be an issue? Is that impacting on their ability to fully engage?
It is. However, there are really interesting phone stats about the phone operators here. And one of the ones that, so certainly people do change their phone, and operators would be a reason to change, to get better coverage.
Get a better signal.
Yeah, to get a better signal. And even changing your handset, of course, can improve that. But people actually, one of the reasons, the main reasons they sign up for networks is if their family and friends are on the network. So again, you know, with the bundled call minutes and that sort of thing. So that's why people are signing up. So there's very interesting intelligence for the phone companies here. But also, you know, we're making common sense decisions. But one of the big common sense decisions that we don't appear to be making is nobody bothers changing their network provider. 80% of people have never considered switching, which I find astonishing.
Why is that, do you think?
I think a certain amount of lethargy has certainly one of the reasons. Although, if you're on the network that your family are on, well, then everybody's got to change, you know.
Do people not switch when they come to change in their phone? Say if their 18-month or 24-year contract runs out, Is that not an opportunity to get a better deal perhaps somewhere else?
It is an opportunity, and there is an interesting piece in the report about the fact that, of course, we are keeping phones longer, with many people keeping them 3 to 4 years. The older demographics and people in rural areas keeping them even longer. People in cities, though, are also keeping their phones longer as
well. They're such expensive items to replace.
They are expensive. And I mean, we're talking, you know, the top tier smartphones are almost €1,000 now. So one of the things I would say, though, is that, yes, we're talking less, communicating more. It's a good thing. But, you know, think about the commercial reality of this.
Okay, just a couple of brief things. We are out of time, but I do want to ask you a couple of things. First of all, we had Richard Bruton on, the Minister for Communications, earlier about the National Broadband Plan. The contracts were signed today. How confident are you that this will bring broadband to about the one quarter of the country which doesn't have a good service at present?
I'm confident that the plan will be a success. I think work will start immediately. By the end of next year, I do believe the estimate that 25% of those homes will be reached, with over 40% the following year. In 2 years, that would be tremendous progress.
And you're coming to us for a very special programme tomorrow week. It's our annual gadget show. And I believe you've managed to get lots of fantastic things from us, from Harvey Norman, to actually demonstrate on air next week.
Harvey's have given us an incredible array of stuff. All of the tech that you would expect, and also some really cool drones, some really cool wearables, some great laptops, and some fun items that we're going to make you try out on you.
That'll be tomorrow week here on The Last Word on Today FM. It's our annual gadget special, and we're doing it this year in association with Harvey Norman, and we have the biggest and best range that we have ever managed to put together of goodies that you might like to get for Christmas. Okay, Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.